Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Moe's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this beautiful Friday in Oklahoma. It's about, 77, 78 degrees outside. Just a beautiful Friday in Oklahoma, and I'm ready to talk sports with you. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's M-A-U-R-I-C-E-T-R-I-C-E @hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter @TheDukeBoy100. That's @TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Moe's Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. I believe the show is also available on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And the show is also available, I believe, on iTunes as well. But we have a big show planned for you today. This is our special NBA playoff preview show. So we'll be breaking down the NBA playoffs, breaking down all the matchups, and I'll let you know who's going to, in my opinion, who's going to come out of the East and who's going to come out of the West. And hopefully we'll have our favorite segment, we chatting with Greg. I've not heard from Greg today, but if we do get him in, it'll be about 13 or 14 minutes. If you have any playoff questions or you want to give me your predictions, you can just call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. But before we talk NBA playoffs, we can talk some other sports topics as well. We can talk Major League Baseball. The Yankees, they sweep the Rays this week. And now they're 5-4, above 500. Luis Severino, he was really good. He went on the last game for the Yankees. He pitched seven innings, only gave up two earned runs, and 11 strikeouts. So that was impressive. That's the key for the Yankees is starting pitching, and because you know the bat's going to get going, especially in Yankee Stadium. That's going to be key. They have a really interesting series against St. Louis starting tonight, so we'll see what happens there. We can talk about that. We can also talk some NFL news. Marshawn Lynch, it looks like he's going to come back, and he's going to join the Oakland Raiders. They're definitely actively wanting him to play for their team. It looks like that's the only team Marshawn Lynch is willing to play for, so I think that's going to happen. When, we'll see, but I think that's going to happen. Also, we can talk hockey playoffs. The New York Rangers, they're up one game to nothing in their series against the Canadiens. How good was Lindqvist, their goalie? He had 34 saves. That was impressive. And also, the Washington Capitals, they barely won their first game, winning 3-2 in double overtime over the Maple Leafs. I thought they would have an easier time of it. Washington Capitals have been really good all season long, but you have to give credit to the Maple Leafs. They definitely gave the Capitals a run for their money, so we can talk about that. Also, we can talk about the NBA draft right around the corner. I was really shocked that Miles Bridges decided to come back to Michigan State. He would have been a lot of people say he would have been a lottery pick. Wow. So he's coming back to Michigan State, still waiting for Grayson Allen at Duke to make his decision. Will he come back to Duke, or will he go to the pros? So we shall wait and see. But right now, we're going to take another quick break. We're going to play some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. If you've seen the new Fast and Furious movie, you can call me up. Let me know. I definitely have some questions to ask. So have you seen the new movie called The Fate of the Furious, pretty much the Furious 8? You can let me know about that. So you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. But right now, we're going to play some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. We'll come back. We'll look at the NBA playoffs. Do all that next. Who's Sports Talk?
Sean Khalid from Man.
Don't shine.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. We got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never feel desperate.
ones that I ride with be the same ones that I die with. Put it all out on the line with. If you're looking for me, you can find wit in the new car or the crown with. My new bra does a fine chick in the one.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything in the world of sports, especially the NBA playoffs, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. But let's look at my least favorite conference. Let's look at the East. And we have a 1-8 matchup in the East in the NBA playoffs between Boston and Chicago. Let's look at Boston. A really young, talented team. Isaiah Thomas has just been great this season. They're seventh in points per game. They definitely can score the basketball. They play pretty solid defense. They're 15th in points allowed, so middle of the road. Their issue is rebounding, and that could be an issue against Chicago. We'll talk about that in a minute. But the Boston Celtics, they were 29th in rebounding as a team. We look at Chicago. Obviously, they have the experience. They have more experience than Boston with Dwayne Wade and also Jimmy Butler and Rajon Rondo. But Chicago, they really struggle to score the basketball. They've been better as of late, but they were 23rd in points per game. But they're really good defensively. They're a better defensive team than Boston throughout the year. And also, they're third on the board. So I think Chicago can give Boston some issues. Boston obviously has the home court. They're the number one seed. But I do think the Bulls can give Boston some issues. And I think rebounding is going to be key. Can Boston keep Chicago off the offensive glass? I think that's going to be a big key as well. Boston boxing out, keeping Chicago off the offensive glass, but I'm going to go Boston in six. I just think Boston is has a little too much talent. I think Isaiah Thomas will be the difference. They have a lot of guys who can score the basketball. You talk about Jay Crowder, Marcus Smart. At times not a great shooter, but he can score the basketball. Also Kelly Olynyk. And Avery Bradley, I think his defense will be a key as well in keeping Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler out of the lane. So I'm going to go Boston at six in that one. But I do think Chicago can win a game or two in that series. Then we have a 4-5 match in the East between Washington and Atlanta. When we look at Washington, you have to when you talk about Washington, you have to talk about their great backcourt with John Wall and Bradley Beal. They've done an excellent job leading Washington to that fourth seed. They were fifth in points per game, sixth in assists they do in the league this season, assists per game. So they do a great job of moving the basketball. They were 22nd on rebounding and 21st in points allowed. So they have had some defensive issues. That's been an issue for Washington. I've been really impressed with Otto Porter. He's played some really good basketball this season for Washington. Also, Marcin Gortat on the inside, he's been playing some really good basketball as well. So I've been really impressed with that. And also, their bench got better when they got Bojan Bojanovic. But when we look at Atlanta, Atlanta's been hot so far. They've been healthy. Paul Millsap has been healthy as of late. Dennis Schroeder, also Ken Bazemore, that's been key for Atlanta. They have a lot of weapons, but they were 22nd in points per game. They were 9th on boards, 10th in points allowed, so they're definitely a better defensive team than Atlanta. But I think in this one, I think Atlanta's going to have a hard time of slowing down the backcourt of Washington. I think Paul Millsap, I think he's going to have a really, really big series for Atlanta, and he could, but I'm going to go with Washington in six. I think Washington just has a little too much talent. I think Washington advances to the Eastern Conference semifinal. Then we have a 3-6 matchup between Toronto and Milwaukee. When we look at Toronto, obviously you have to talk about their backcourt, DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. When they're healthy, they are big time. And also, I like the additions that Toronto made before the end of the regular season, getting Serge Ibaka and also P.J. Tucker to boost their team. I thought that was big for them. They can score. They were 10th in points per game, and they were 8th in points allowed. So they're a pretty solid defensive team as well. A key for them, I think, is going to be the inside play, keeping the opposing teams off the offensive glass. So Giannis Valanciunas and also Serge Ibaka are going to have to be key in that. When we look at Milwaukee, it's going to be great to see the Greek freak, Antetokounmpo. I can see it. Antetokounmpo. It's going to be interesting to see how he plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. They have a lot of length. Chris Middleton has been playing some really good basketball for them. They were 20th in the league in points per game. They're not a great rebounding team, shockingly. They're only 29th in rebounding, and they were were ninth in points allowed, so they're close to Toronto defensively, and I think their length can give Toronto some issues. But I like Toronto's home court advantage. They're really tough to beat in Toronto. I'm going to go with Toronto in five, so I have them advancing there. Then we have a 2-7 matchup between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Indiana Pacers. The Cavaliers have really struggled towards the end of the season, to say the least. They've been playing some awful, awful basketball. But the talent is there. On the bench, the talent's there. They just need to produce. Obviously, the big three, you know, LeBron James, he's averaged 26-9-9. I mean, okay, you know what you're going to get from LeBron James. But Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, they're going to have to play better. They're going to step their game up. They need more from J.R. Smith and the rest of those bench players. On the inside, Tristan Thompson has to stay out of foul trouble. And they have to be better defensively. They were 20th in points allowed, just not good enough defensively. They're going to have to step up their defense. Well, look at Indiana. They've been disappointing for the most part all season long, but I think against Cleveland, I think they'll move the basketball around. And Indiana, obviously, Paul George is big time. They have some good weapons. Jeff Teague, talk about Jeff Teague, but I think Cleveland will beat Indiana. So I like Cleveland in five over Indiana. So let's look at the Eastern Conference, my Eastern Conference semifinals. Don't forget, hopefully in about 6 or 7 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg. We'll get his thoughts on the NBA playoffs. But let's look at Boston taking on Washington. This one I really struggled with. A lot of people are picking Washington. Man, I went with the better defensive team here. I know Washington can really score the basketball, but I think Boston's defense is better, and also they have home court advantage. I think it'll be a great series. I like Boston in seven in that one. And then we have Toronto versus Cleveland, a rematch of last year's Eastern Conference semifinals. Again, I think Toronto has improved themselves with the addition of Serge Ibaka and also P.J. Tucker, but I think the difference will be Cleveland's ability to make that outside shot, their ball movement, their player movement. I like Cleveland in seven. I think it'll be a great series, but I like Cleveland in seven in that one. So then we have an Eastern Conference Finals of Boston versus Cleveland, the one versus the two. I'll take a very minor upset. I don't even know if it's an upset. I'm going to go with Cleveland in six. I know Boston, they have the home court advantage. I know they're excited about being the number one seed. But I think Cleveland, they'll rise to the occasion. I don't think Boston has enough weapons to beat Cleveland, so I like Cleveland to advance to the Eastern Conference advance out of the East and go to the Eastern Finals. So that's my thoughts on the East. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call us up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. Let's look at the playoffs in the West. We have a 1-8 matchup between Golden State and Portland. Obviously, the key for Golden State is staying healthy. They've been great all season long, and now they have Kevin Durant back. They were first in points per game, first in assists. They do a great job with their ball movement. And they were ninth on boards, and that really shocked me, 11th in points allowed. So they play pretty good defense. Their defense is definitely underrated. Portland, when you talk about Portland, you have to talk about their great backcourt of C.J. McCollum and also Damian Lillard. The key for them is, well, Nurkic be healthy. If Nurkic is healthy, maybe they can win more than a game or two. Maybe they can push Golden State in the series. And also, they're going to need Afrique Aminu to really step up. I'm going to go with the Warriors in five. I think Portland will win a game, but I think that's about it. I like Warriors in five in that one. And then we have a 4-5 matchup in the West between the Clippers and the Utah Jazz. Obviously, this is all about pace. The Clippers will want to go up and down. The Jazz will want to slow it down and grind it out. And when we look at the Clippers, I think they're going to have a sense of urgency about themselves. They know this might be their last run at it with the team, you know, currently constructed as it is, with Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan. Most of those guys are free agents this coming year, except for DeAndre Jordan. But anyway, the Clippers were 6th in points per game. They were 12th in points allowed. Look at the Jazz. They have a lot of length, especially on the inside with Gobert and Derek Favors. The key for them is health. George Hill and Gordon Hayward is going to have to be healthy. They struggle at times to score the basketball, but they're a lockdown defensive team. They were 28th in points per game. They were first in points allowed, so they're a really good defensive team, but I think the Clippers will be just too much offensively. I go either way on this one, and I'm not going to be shocked if Utah does win this series, but since Clippers have the home court advantage, I'll go with Clippers in seven. Then we have Houston taking on Oklahoma City. Everyone's looking forward to this matchup between the two front runners for the MVP. We look at Houston. They love to spread you out. They can knock down to three. They have multiple guys who can knock down to three. They have seven players averaging double figures, led by James Harden, obviously, Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson. They can all knock down that three ball. Trevor Ariza, he's getting older, but he can still knock down to three. Lou Williams is another guy who can just get you buckets. They were second in points per game, 26th in points allowed, but they're not a great rebounding team. That's where Oklahoma City could have an advantage. They're going to have to do work on the glass. Oklahoma City is the best rebounding team in the NBA. Their bigs, Cantor and Adams. We know Westbrook's going to do what he does, but is he going to have enough help from his supporting cast? That's going to be key. Houston's not a great defensive team. They were 26th in points allowed, so Oklahoma City has the advantage there. And also, like I said, Oklahoma City can do work on the glass, but I'm going to go with Houston as six. I just think they score easier than Oklahoma City does. They have more weapons than Oklahoma City does. Hopefully I'm wrong on that one. And I have some people's predictions in a minute before we have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg, coming up in a couple minutes here. But I'm going to go with Houston in six. And then finally we have the San Antonio Spurs versus the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm sure we'll talk all about this matchup with Greg in a couple minutes. But when we look at the Spurs, they struggled towards the end of the season, really struggled, and they really struggled offensively. You know they're going to bring their defense. They were second in points allowed. Kawhi Leonard's going to defend. But they're going to have to score the basketball a little more than what they did towards the end of the regular season. They're going to advance in the NBA playoffs. They need more out of Tony Parker. They need more out of Danny Green. They need – Pau Gasol has been really good for them, but they're going to need some more scoring. That's going to be key for San Antonio. Again, Memphis is a really talented team. Mike Conley, Marcus Gasol, Zach Randolph coming off the bench, but they were 29th in points per game. They defend. San Antonio was second in the league defensively. Memphis was third in points allowed. So this is going to be a defensive struggle. I know Memphis, they really give San Antonio some problems, but I like the Spurs in five. I think it'll be a quick series for the Spurs. I think the Spurs, they just score easier than Memphis. Their defense is a little better, and they can score much better than Memphis, so I like Spurs in five. So we have a Western Conference semifinals of Warriors and Clippers. I would love to see this. Both of these teams, they don't like each other. There's going to be a lot of talent on the court, a lot of all-star talent. My goodness, it got me excited. I think it'll be a great series, but I think in the end, Kevin Durant will be the difference in that series. They don't have anyone that can guard them consistently. I think that'll be the difference. I like Warriors in six. And then we have Houston taking on the Spurs. You know, a lot of the so-called experts are picking Houston to beat the Spurs if this matchup were to take place, because Houston can really knock down that three. And the Spurs, like I said, at times they struggle to score the basketball. But I'm going to take the better defensive team here. I like the Spurs in seven. And then we have I have a Western Conference Finals of the Warriors taking on the Spurs. I think the Spurs will be the Warriors' toughest competition of the playoffs, especially in the West. But I think the Warriors will get through. I think the Warriors are underrated defensively. They're really good defensively. Not as good as the Spurs, but they definitely score much better than the Spurs. I think Steph Curry, Kevin Durant will be too much. Draymond Green's ability to defend. I like the Warriors there. So my NBA Finals, no shock, it's a repeat. We have Cavs versus Warriors again for the third time. And this time, I'm going to go with the Warriors getting revenge. You add Kevin Durant, and Cleveland barely beat Golden State without Kevin Durant. I know it's a different team. I know they had more depth, and that could be an issue for the Warriors with their depth. But Cleveland, I don't think defensively, I think they're going to have all kind of issues trying to guard the Warriors, and I think the Warriors will do a good job of defending Cleveland. I think that'll be the difference, like Warriors to win the NBA title. So not going out on a limb there, but there you go on that. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play Greg's theme music, and then when we come back, I'm going to give you some predictions on here. We'll have no special guest this year. Maybe we'll have some special guests talking about the playoffs starting on Monday. But right now, we'll take a quick break. We'll play Greg's theme music, and then we'll have I have some predictions here, and then we'll have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg. We'll do all that next on Mo's Sports Talk.
Easy as one, two, three. All simple.
Sports Talk. Before we have our favorite segment of the week, Channel Gray, don't forget you can still call us up at 1-646-929-0429. Almost forgot these predictions. We got Megan, one of my friends. She's picking Oklahoma City to advance to the second round. She had no other predictions, but she does say Oklahoma City will beat Houston. So there you go on that. Eva, I know Gray's going to like this one. Girl I went to high school with, graduated with her at the Ebendorf High School, 6A champions in basketball, by the way. She is picking Spurs over Cavaliers. So there you go on that. She's a big Spurs fan. She is saying Spurs will beat the Cavaliers. And then Natasha from Black Sports Online, she's picking the Warriors to take on the Cavs in the NBA Finals. So she agrees with me on that one. So I'm sure most people are picking that. But let's see what Greg thinks. Let's start our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg. Hey, man, how are you doing today?
Oh, well, I'm doing pretty good. There's some very interesting predictions for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll see. I know you like that Spurs over Cavs, didn't you? You like that prediction?
Yeah, well, you know, hey, you know me. If the Thunder don't get there, you know I'll be looking for it as a fallback. There's no doubt about that.
All I can say is, I
wasn't going to regret getting that 2014. Now let's see one for Oklahoma City. So
yeah, that'd be nice.
Have a memorabilia. There you go. Know what that's like in your own backyard.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Hey, by any chance, did you watch any movies today? Did you watch any movies today?
No, not today. Yes, I got that out the way yesterday, but no, not today, because I knew with this being Easter Sunday, might be well attended.
Did you watch The Fate of the Furious?
Was that again?
Did you watch The Fate of the Furious?
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm still waiting for someone to call me up. Let me know what you thought of The Fate of the Furious. You can call me up at 1-646-929.
Well, I tell you one. Our old boy, Stanley Obvious again. I was on driving on that. Now this is what you call great analysis, Maurice. Listen to this. All right, you're talking about the Rockets and the Thunder. This is great analysis. If the Oklahoma City Thunder, if they don't defend the Houston Rockets when they shoot threes, it could be a sweep. Wow. Man, you blow me away by that, man.
There you go. But before we talk about the West, talk about favorite conference.
Go ahead.
The 1-8 matchup between Boston and Chicago. What are your thoughts on the matchup?
I think that could be some matchup, but in the end, I had a homegirl ask me, you know her as well. She asked me, "What do the Bulls need to do to win the whole thing?" No. Let's not get too carried away on that. Okay.
A miracle. They need a lot of injuries
for the other teams. Yeah. Just be glad you're where you are, unlike the Miami Heat or something like that.
Right.
But
so
I'll go with Boston.
Okay, yeah. Boston. So I got Boston 6. So okay. I'll go with that. Then we have a 4-5 matchup in the East Gray between Washington and Atlanta. You know, Washington's great backcourt. Atlanta's been playing some really good basketball as of late. Who do you think is going to come out on top on that in that series?
That's a tough one. I'll go with Washington.
Okay. You thinking 6 or 7 games?
No, who's got home court advantage?
Washington.
Yeah, Washington because that game 7 factor. So.
Okay. All right, you got Washington there. Okay, and then we have a 3-6 matchup between Toronto and the Greek Freak and the Milwaukee Bucks. Toronto, they made some nice additions before the end of the regular season, getting Ibaka and P.J. Tucker. I think that's going to help them. They got that great backcourt. Milwaukee has all that length. Who do you like in that one?
Toronto don't step up. And I mean, they've basically been one and done in these last couple of seasons. They need to
the conference final last year. You remember they lost to Cleveland.
Well, then I'll go with Toronto then,
I got Toronto as well. Okay, we'll go with Toronto then. And then we have a 2-7 Cleveland versus Indiana. You know, Cleveland's really been struggling as of late against Indiana, who's been playing some pretty good basketball. Who do you like in that one?
I think that would be interesting, especially with Lance Stephenson on there.
That's a good point.
I'll go with Cleveland.
Okay, so we got Cleveland. So you got Boston, Washington, just like I do. A lot of the so-called experts are picking Washington to beat Boston. How do you see that series playing out potentially between Boston and Washington?
Washington to beat. Well, Scott Brooks did lead a team to lead Oklahoma City to the finals in 2012. So don't forget about that. So it's not like he's got experience in doing it. Ooh, I give a lean towards Boston.
Okay, yeah, I want Boston 2-7. So I think we're in agreement there. Mm-hmm. And then we have Toronto versus Cleveland, a rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm assuming you like Cleveland in that one, huh?
Yeah. Can't count out LeBron James.
That's very, very true. So we have Eastern Conference Finals, same as me, Boston versus Cleveland. Do you see the one seed advancing in Boston, or you like the two, Cleveland, going back to another NBA Finals?
Can't count out Cleveland. Got to go with Cleveland.
Okay.
Just can't.
Yeah, we're exactly the same in the East.
Can't count out Cleveland.
But let's turn our attention, Greg, to our favorite conference, the West. Quickly, let's go with the 1-8 matchup, Golden State versus Portland. I just don't see an upset happening here. I'm assuming you like the Warriors as well. Yeah, do you think it's going to be a sweep?
Maybe in five games.
We agree on that. And then we have an interesting matchup, the 4-5 match. It's going to be a series of pace. Who gets their pace? The Jazz want to slow down, grind it out pace. The Clippers want to get up and down. Who do you like in that matchup?
Clippers. Clippers. I mean, Clippers.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you on that. Then the one we're really excited around here, around these parts in Oklahoma, Houston taking on Oklahoma City. Houston, obviously, they can score the basketball. Oklahoma City, I think their one advantage is on the boards. Do you see an upset in this series? What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, let me just tell you right now before I give you that prediction, listen to most sports talk, you will learn something because live and in person, I will be seeing game 4 of Houston versus Oklahoma City. Game 4 Sunday afternoon. So
that's great. Oh, man, on ABC. Maybe I'll see you on TV. Okay, we'll definitely talk about that.
Because Friday night, good luck. That's 8 p.m. So now here's this advantage about that. Oklahoma City better step up because, you know, by that time, you know, you may be 0-3. You may not mean anything.
Yeah, that's true. Then it won't be so good.
be so good after all.
That's the case. But so who do you like, Greg, in that one?
Realistically, I'll be rooting for the Thunder, but realistically speaking, I got to go with a homegirl here. It's the original homegirl that started all the rants. She's a Houston fan, you know, so she'll tell like it is. So I got to go with Houston. I'll probably say in 7.
I think
Oklahoma City is going to put up a fight. They're not. I just know that. I'm basing off of the 6 seed when the Spurs had the 6 seed. And, you know, that seed don't mean anything. Yes, it does. It do mean something. So the Spurs were 6 seed. I think they were 1-done when they were 6 seed.
Right.
So,
okay. So we got there. Okay. Then you got Spurs taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. Spurs. Okay. Yeah, Spurs.
It wouldn't surprise me if they did. They've done it before.
Yeah, that's true.
I may be with the Thunder more, but I know that team. I've been knowing that team for 13 or 14 years now, how they do things. They've done it before in sweeping them.
Okay. And then we have Warriors taking on Clippers in the Western Conference semifinals. I'm assuming you like the Warriors in that one.
Warriors and who? Warriors and Clippers?
Clippers.
I know the Clippers got to do something here. They got it. I mean, but I got to go with the Warriors. So.
Okay. Then we have Rockets taking on the Spurs. I'm assuming you like the Spurs. Well, who you like? I'm assuming you like the Spurs over Houston, right?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because if I know the Spurs again, obviously that means that with the Thunder being eliminated out, that means I'll turn my attention to the Spurs. If Popovich and the staff do what they've done with D'Antoni when he was at Phoenix, they D up. They've done it before when he was in Phoenix. If they do that run shooting and going on, Popovich is going to play that going to do what they've done. Well, all these empty years played championship caliber defense against that team.
Okay, yeah, I will say
Spurs in six.
Okay, and then
But then again, I could say seven because this is the San Antonio Spurs. I don't care what series it is. You got Ginobili and Parker and Kawhi and Leonard and Popovich. They're no strangers to the game seven either. So I could say Spurs in seven. So
okay, we'll see. And then we have a Western Conference final quickly. Warriors taking on Spurs. Who do you like in that one?
Clippers
and
one
Warriors
now.
And Spurs. Sorry.
Warriors and
Warriors
Spurs.
And Spurs
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I think that's where the problem comes in for the Spurs. I think that's where the problem comes in for them because they. I mean, yes, you first to deal with Houston, and you're gonna deal with Golden State. I think that comes in for Spurs, and I probably say Warriors in six.
Okay,
And if they really tire out, I wouldn't be surprised. I say Warriors in five, because you go back that. Remember when they played your Lakers? I don't know what year it was. I think your Lakers beat the Spurs in five. That was that 2009 season. That was the dreadful year. The year after they won the championship, and they were going back to back. I think they played against your Lakers that year, and I think they won in five. I mean, if they.
Yeah.
If they have an all-out battle against Houston, I just don't see how the strength holds up against Golden State.
Okay, I agree with you that. And then, so we got Cleveland versus Warriors again. I'm guessing you like the Warriors to win it all.
And who would have the home? Golden State would have the home court advantage, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hope this turns out to be wrong, Thunder fans, but. Durant could be finally celebrating his ring. I wouldn't rule it out. So.
Yep, I agree with that. Well, Greg, we're out of time. Thanks for a great NBA playoff preview, and we'll talk to you next week.
If Oklahoma City, if they don't defend the three, it'll be a sweep. Wow,
right,
that's some man. That's probably the best commentary I've heard of all year. You agree with that?
Yeah, that's funny. Well, Greg, we'll talk to you next week. See, have a great Easter weekend.
Okay. All right,
folks. Thank you for listening to my show. Went a little long there, but don't forget my next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll talk anything else going on in the world of sports. Have a great Resurrection Sunday. God is good. Trust Him. We'll talk to you next time on Moose Sports Talk.